Beginning this month, Sitkins can apply for a utility credit if they can demonstrate economic hardship as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Only one application per household and business will be allowed with a July 31st submission deadline. Approved residents will receive a one-time $1,000 credit to their utility accounts. Businesses will receive $3,000. For Morage, each eligible applicant will receive a one-time payment in their account that would be the maximum of Morage costs billed for one quarter of the calendar year. The utility subsidy passed unanimously, and the Morage subsidy was approved on a 6-1 vote with member Stephen Eisenbeis opposed. Eisenbeis voted against the Morage subsidy because he wanted it to be considered first by the CARES Act working group. The group is drafting a budget for the remaining CARES Act funds. That budget will then come before the Assembly for approval. Overall, the city is set to receive over $14 million in federal disaster relief. $4.5 million of it will go toward the subsidies programs. But CARES Act funds aren't the only unexpected federal dollars the city received this year. A small windfall, around $550,000 in unanticipated Secure Rural Schools funding, came through in May. It's federal funding that can only be spent on schools and roads. Traditionally, the Assembly splits the money down the middle with the school district. But the money isn't always guaranteed, and the city went several years without receiving the funding before Congress reauthorized Secure Rural Schools in 2018. The city is already budgeted to give half of next year's Secure Rural Schools funding to the Sitka School District. But it hasn't decided what to do with the 2020 money. School board member Amy Morrison said the district was hoping for half.
In our budget cycle this year, there were two positions that were unfunded that we tried every way we possibly could to get money for and figure out a way, and we just couldn't. And those are two mental health counselor positions. We would like to have a full-time social worker in every school, and we don't have one currently at Pacific High School or at Blatchley Middle School.
Morrison said they'd hoped to fund the counselor positions long before COVID-19, but the pandemic has amplified the need for those positions. Assemblymember Tor Christensen, who was in favor of a 50-50 split, agreed.
Mentally, going to middle school is a is an emotional roller washing machine or roller coaster, whatever metaphor you want to use, no matter in normal times. But I interact with a fair number of middle schoolers these days, and they're dealing, but it's going to be a real issue come school year.
But Assemblymember Richard Ween said the school board should investigate whether CARES Act funding could cover some of the costs and present their findings to the Assembly in 2 weeks.
Right now, if you look at our roads, I would rather have the $229,000 because we can't find it anywhere else. I would rather have that money go to the care of our roads because we don't have any alternatives at this moment, meaning the city. But the school board may, and it may find a very good solution to this for their needs, and I'll say, and then some.
Mayor Gary Paxton agreed, saying the city had deferred maintenance to Lincoln Street for too long and cut its own budget this year by 10%. Ultimately, the measure passed 5-2 with members Richard Ween and Gary Paxton opposed. It will come before the Assembly for a second reading at its next meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.